20 Alaska Native languages are now official languages in the state of Alaska after Governor Sean Parnell signed House Bill 216 into law this morning at the Alaska Federation of Natives Conference. In a packed room at the Dena'ina Center in Anchorage, nearly two dozen elders sat front and center as the governor and a handful of legislators spoke to the importance of the bill. The lawmakers spoke to the inspiration for the bill and how it was long overdue. Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins of Sitka sponsored the legislation.
This seemed like an imperative in our state in that, languages are our cultural DNA. They're our way of understanding the world, relating to the world, and the extinction of a language is an immeasurable loss to a culture in a very fundamental way. And it demanded action.
But it was the assembled speakers, teachers, and students of nearly all of those 20 Alaska Native languages who spoke to the vitality of what the recognition means. Lance Hignay-Twitchell, an associate professor at UAF Southeast, began in Tlingit before switching to English.
We have suffered so much with these languages. So I ask you to fight for your languages. Once that pen hits the paper, it's a new day. There's no such thing as language superiority, just as there's no such thing as racial superiority. That's what we're saying today.
Ceremonial pens used to sign the bill into law were given out to the assembled elders, with each taking a moment to speak to what the new law means for them, their language, and their communities. Nome's Bernadette Yakuk Alvana Stimfley, who served on the Alaska Native Language Preservation Advisory Council, says the new law finally puts speakers of all languages on an even field.
And that means the English speakers are now even with the Inupiaq speakers.
As each of the assembled elders spoke, nearly all agreed that the recognition of their languages was just one step in an ongoing march. Many echoed sentiments of taking the next step in that march by installing the newly recognized languages into state education programs and in universities.